Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
The line. I am back for 2012. This is Motown Maurice, and this is no longer Motown Maurice's Hustling Shuffle. We still hustling and we still shuffling, but I've made some changes and tweaked some things, and it is now Motown Maurice and Friends. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first edition of Motown Maurice and Friends for 2012, and I'm really excited because we're just moving forward. This is a fantastic year. So many people have told me this is my year, and I also believe this is the year of everybody that's a guest on this show, so we're going to just celebrate and make sure this is a fantastic year for all of us. So I know what you're saying, I know what you're asking, and I'm going to answer that question for you right now. Why is it called Motown Maurice and Friends? Well, I have made some adjustments, and each show from this point out is going to include and I will be accompanied by a co-host. Yes, a co-host on the show. I am sharing the platform. So my co-host for this first show is none other than Mr. William Stevan himself. William, are you on the line? Welcome as the first co-host.
I am on the line.
William, it is good to have you on this line. You was a guest on my show last year on Hustlin' Shuffle, and now I have you as a co-host. How does it feel? How's life treating you?
Life is great. Thank you for having me on your show again.
No doubt, no doubt. But as everyone who knows, who listens to this show, it's not about the host. It's not about the co-host, although I am happy to have you here, William. But it's all about our featured guest. And our featured guest is patiently waiting on the line, and she is such a wonderful person to be in the presence of. I had the opportunity of meeting her just randomly, like just over a month ago or so on Hollywood Boulevard. She approached me. I was frozen for a second. I'm like, who is this beauty who wants to talk to me? Little did I know she was more interested in my high top than who I actually was at the time. But we've spoken, we've connected, and she is on the scenes. I can't go nowhere, William, without seeing this young lady's business card. And as a matter of fact, William, you also had the opportunity of seeing her at the fashion show we went to. Remember Fashion on the Real?
I definitely do.
She was one of the beautiful models in that fashion show working that runway, and she is also working the industry. She is naturally bubbly and warm-hearted, talented, and she is on her way to becoming an A-list actress in this Hollywood industry. Ladies and gentlemen, the first guest for Motown Maurice and Friends for 2012, I said I'm going to start this off right, and I am definitely doing so by having her embrace this show. Please put your hands together for Destiny Goldman! Clap it up, clap it up. Where's my applause? Where's my applause? Where are you going?
Hello, hello, hello. The best fan is yourself, right? The best fan is yourself. Thank you so much, Motown, for having me on. I'm ecstatic. I'm completely ecstatic. I can't stand in my shoes right now.
And you know what? You're ecstatic right now, but you always got this electric energy about you. How do you do it, and how do you maintain it for so long? Because there's so many negative people everywhere, but you're just so positive. How do you do it?
I it's nothing but the grace of God. It's the joy that He puts in me every single day. I want to be depressed sometimes, but I think about my purpose, and I think about what I'm doing, and I think about how much fun I'm having, how many people I'm being introduced to, and how my energy just transfers to them. And, you know, that just brings me so much more joy than doing anything, just making other people happy, being happy and joyful myself. I mean, there's no greater joy than doing what you love and other people enjoying what you love as well. So that's, and thank you, Helicopter, for giving me props up there. I think he said, Destiny, it's time for me to go across the sky right now. So thank you.
So that's the helicopter in the sky wants to applaud
what
you
just
said.
That was exactly what it just said.
That is so fantastic. I mean, you could really do, I'm not saying that you should do this, but you know, you ever go, you're on like Venice Boulevard or something, and you see those guys and they got a sign saying, hey, I'll give you a hug for a dollar. You ever see those people?
You know, I have not seen those people, but you know what? That's a good idea. A lot of people need a hug sometimes. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people need a little joke in their life. You know, maybe for free, maybe for 50 cents. You know, just say, hey, I see you need a hug. Come get a hug, baby. Come get a hug.
Oh, hey, keep that in mind. Doesn't hurt to have that on the side.
And when you see me on the street, come get a hug.
So I could come over and give you a hug then.
you can definitely come get a hug. Come get a hug.
I want to make a reservation for a hug possibly this weekend. So make sure you book me in. Is that all right with you?
All right. That's all right. 11 o'clock, I got you.
Let's do it. So I want to talk, let's get careful because your career is moving. I mean, I can't even keep up with the pace of reading all the accomplishments that you've been able to pull through. And you just started in September, correct?
I did. I'm fresh off the boat, and I am sailing, just having a good time. Just having a good time.
Yes. Now, William has a slight parallel. He's been acting for quite a bit longer, but you've also started in September, right, William?
Well, I moved here in September, and I started getting, you know, digging in my path to destiny here.
Yes, and everybody is on their destiny. We're definitely on destiny right now. So, Destiny, tell us, how has it been? I mean, it's either a rough start, a fantastic start, or some people get beginner's love. There's all kinds of different starts to when you move out to Hollywood. How has your start been?
You know, I finally came, after going to school for years, pursuing biology, I was looking into continuing that. And then along the way, I just decided, you know what, I'm no longer going to fight it. I'm no longer going to figure out how to get away from it. I'm just going to do it. So I went on Craigslist. Craigslist was the first spot to hit up, and everything was no pay. But I understood the idea that in order to get work, you have to get work, you know. So I was willing to do the non-paying jobs. I was willing to do the background extra work. I was willing to even hold the camera if that's what you wanted me to do. So I went into it. I stepped into it with that mind frame, not to get anything back, but joy. And it just ruffled. I mean, like, it just rippled into this magnificent pond that just rippled every time I did something. Something else came along, and then something else came along. So, yes, there were some rough patches, but, you know, God is good, and along with the rough patches, He brings beauty. So, I'm just flowing. I'm that pebble on the pond. I'm just flowing, getting it going one at a time. I'm not rushing it. You know, sometimes we get a little anxious and despaired, but like I said, every single time something comes along and lifts me up, and it just makes me love it even more, and it makes me so much more joyous to know that I'm following my heart. And that's the important thing. You know, you follow your heart, everything works out for your good, whether it gets bad sometimes, whether it's all good and then bad, you know, it all works together for your good. So just follow your heart. And it's not always going to be easy. Boy, it is not always easy. Oh, man, there have been times I've gone weeks without even an unpaid job. You know, when you can't get an unpaid job where they won't even pay you and say, I just need you to come stand here, and you can't get one of those, man, it can be a little hard. It could rock your ego a little bit, or not even your ego, but your faith, and it could rock your faith. But if you got a firm foundation, you set. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Can you relate to any of that rockiness, William?
I definitely can. I mean, never give up, you know.
Exactly.
And stay positive. If you stay positive, good things will come.
Right.
That's what it's all about. And what I appreciate a lot about you, Destiny, is that you embrace all the aspects of the industry. You're like, you know what, I want to do some extra work. I want to do some background work. I want to do some music. I want to do some production assistant. You know, you want to learn every aspect, and you don't have an ego that says that you shouldn't do it. I love extra work, music videos. I've done a lot of it. It has paid a lot of my bills. But there's always, like, one or two people, like, saying, like, man, if my agent found out I was here, my agent would be so mad at me. You know, they try to make it feel like they're a rebel when they know they need the little money and they know they need the experience. Just shut up and just enjoy it.
Right. Just enjoy it. And, you know, I've at first when I started, I was very open to a manager. And you know what? What you do is you try to get all your family members together. Mm-hmm. And you start pinpointing which one would be good at what part in your life or what part in your journey that you would, because you wanna pay it forward. If I'm being built up, I want to be able to build you up as well. And I was coming to a point where nobody wanted to really be built up, you know. So I said, hey, okay, well, I'll find other avenues. I'm trying to get you some money in your pocket, but okay, you know what? You know, I'm good.
Exactly.
But I tried to look into agents and managers, and then I decided, you know, I don't want people to limit me. So I'm not going to limit me. I may get to a point where I feel like I can't do something, but I'll at least try to do it. Whereas if I had an agent or a manager, they might just like throw it off to the side, period, and say, no, don't do that. So I'm self-marketing right now. I've got my own website coming up, you know, built up and nice and cute and stuff. And, you know, Facebook is where it's at, you know. And that's exactly how I market myself. I don't have a manager. I don't have an agent. And I'm not sure if I want to get one. But if there are other agents and their managers out there who's willing to take a chance on a superstar in the making, I am willing to let you do that.
And all of that will definitely come in time, you know, because you're doing all the right things. You got the positive energy, and it's going to attract to you. So it comes to those who just stay focused and are patient, and that's all you. I don't got to tell you that. But you said a strong point. You said a strong point that I want to segue into. You said talked about self-marketing. William, you're very good at networking and marketing. Just briefly, mention to the audience how important it is to market and self-market and network with people in the industry.
Well, whenever you do, don't listen to other people about. People tend to say, "Don't network is not worth it. Marketing yourself, no, you know." But for me, I do the best I can to get to know the most people I can, so they can recognize my face, and my name. But the main thing is, I focus on making friends with people in the industry already, business side. Then I work my way into focus on acting and everything else.
Well,
And that, you know, and it's a strategy that you use. Everybody's got a different approach and strategy. And I ask you that question because, you know, Destiny is so approachable and she approaches people in terms of networking, and you do it so well. I mean, you had a fantastic conversation with my high top fade the day that we met.
I did. You know, I saw you. I was coming from a rehearsal for a festival that I'm doing, and I don't know why. I saw this dude with a flat top and a camera. I was like, I have got to take a picture. I've got to take a picture. And so I approached him, and I approached Motown, and I said, look, can I take a picture of your flat top, please? I mean, because, like, who has those anymore? And I was just, like, so drawn by it. So I took a couple of pictures, and I posted them up on Facebook. And, you know, it's just, it's one of my moments where I can say, I did that.
And little did you know it would lead you to an interview like this, you know?
I didn't know.
You didn't even know. You didn't even know who you was approaching. So, I mean, it takes a level, a special personality to do something like that, you know?
It was crazy. It was crazy because I just saw it, and I didn't think twice about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think, and normally I would, but this, I couldn't let it pass. I just couldn't.
Oh, man. Hey, I mean, just maintain that bubbly spirit and personality, and just who knows where you'll connect to. There's so much to talk to you about right now. I want to get into your some of the projects you're working on, some of the films. Some of them might be short films, student films, whatever they are. Go ahead and let us know. Oh, and you're also a part of this excellent festival at the theater that I used to be a part of. Talk about your 10-minute theater festival and your films. Please share. Let the audience know how they can reach out to you and support you.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I am part of Creative Differences, where we highlight 10 excellent plays. They're 10-minute theater productions in one night. It's every Monday up until April 16th. It begins at 8 o'clock. Bring all your friends and your families. It's $10 admission, and you will have such a good time. The different types of plays range from comical, dramatic, even parodies, you know, our lives as actors and actresses going on auditions. So please just you can look it up on my Facebook page, Destiny Coleman, or you can even check out my website, Destiny Coleman destinycoleman.weebly.com, and you'll find the current projects that I'm a part of. You'll find my resume there. You'll find some videos that I've even been a part of. And just flip through, look through, encourage, send a message to me and tell me that you're thinking about me and that you want me to be a part of your project. And I just want to give a shout-out to Kat Dobler and Rob Connor, who is giving me an opportunity to showcase a talent that I didn't even know was possible to come out of me. And shout-out to Olivia Joseph, who gave me an opportunity for to be in the spirit of greatness with Ernie Hudson and Aloma Wright with the film Dinner Date. Yeah, it's a short film about a woman who just can't take her husband cheating on her anymore, and so she we don't know if she blows up the diner or if she lets everyone walk away whole, you know. So stay tuned for that with the festivals. I also did my first speaking role was part of a student revamp for a student project for Jackie Brown. I was Jackie Brown herself, yes. And I have to say, it was so much fun. So stay tuned for the reels on that. I'll post those on my website for you all to banter at, laugh at, and even critique. You know, I'm open to any type of feedback that you may offer. You know, I've got a lot going on. I'm modeling as well, and constantly eclectic. My designer, Jazzy, she's amazing, and her clothes are even beautiful, and I'm just appreciative that she trusts this plus size in her clothes where all the little bitties are rocking the runway too. So it's a lot going. You know, you got to get where you can, and I'm glad that someone is overlooking the physical and seeing the spiritual and the mental, where they give me an opportunity, and I'm rocking it at every step, every fashion show, every fashion on the reel, every fashion raw. I'm rocking it. I'm rocking it, and I'm rocking it. So you stay tuned, because I'm going to rock it some more.
Yes, you are. We got to pause that. Give it up.
I'm definitely rocking it. Now, go ahead.
Also, take a look at Bipolar Naked. Is posted on Facebook. It's an e-magazine by Lorray Wilson, who's a designer for Bipolar gear. And I'm in page 43. So take a look at page 43 where you get to see me. We'll let you take a look and find out.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll continue.
All right. Sorry.
I was going with it.
Whoa. Tell us more.
Well, okay, helicopter. Thank you. I appreciate it.
They want to see you naked, too.
That's funny. I got my start. My love for the entertainment industry began as a little girl. I was born to do this, and you know, a lot of people say they're born to do things, but no, I was actually born to do this. My family, they would have supported in every angle that they could. However, you know, financial reasons. That everyone goes through, you know, they weren't able to nurture it the way that they would like, but it is brewing, and it's continuing to come out little by little, and I'm just so ecstatic. I'm so excited about what the future holds, and the people that I can come in contact, if they can learn just a little bit of how to be joyful and how to have that joy in spite of the downtime, in spite of the depressive moments, you know, just have that little bit of joy that you need, and it'll spill over. And if I can do that for one person, I've done my job in this lifetime. So I'm just glad that God has allowed me to stay a little longer so I can do it for some more people, you know. So I'm ready and willing to learn. If you guys want to teach me how to play music on the radio, I'm down.
I got a question for you, and I want you to be as honest as you possibly can be. Is that okay?
I can be honest.
Okay, cool. Let's be real. You know, you said you started your career in September. Are we talking about September 2005 or September 2011? Because your credits are extensive. You know, you were able to pull up all that in just a matter of months. So it must be like September 2005, you know what you're talking about, right?
No, sir. No. 2011.
And
see, that's the thing, is when you follow your dream, when you finally decide, I am going to do this, and I'm going to take the risk, I'm going to put my heart on the line, I'm going to put my mind on the line, I'm going to put my career on the line, because I did have a job. I was working. I was a security guard, and I was protecting servants, you know what I'm saying? So I did. I put my career on the line. And I just went full force. I was not taking no for an answer from myself. Anybody else could tell me no, but I was not going to tell me no. So I did. Yeah, 2011 was The Other Country, was my first background film that I did. And it features a small folk group called Cashmere to Burlap. And it basically follows them throughout the country playing in different small venues, different bars and pubs, and it follows their life as they grow as a group and as a family. And it showcases some of the talent that or the friends and family that they used to know and that they know that they will be knowing in the future. It was directed by none other than Brett Leonard, who directed Lawnmower Man. So I was absolutely in awe. I was in my element. I felt in my element. And even though I was in the background, I was in the front. You know what I mean? Willing to learn and learning from behind the camera so that I know what I'm doing in front of the camera as well. So I just full force, you know, even if I'm in the background, I'm full force at it. So just stay tuned. This is not all that you will see of Destiny. The list that is on my resume is nothing to compare. You talked about this being your year and the people in that you interview, this being their year. This is my year. And I can't say that if I don't believe it. So I believe this is my year. And what more for it to be my year than to help other people? So I'm excited. I'm ready to help. I'm ready to get help. I'm ready to Octavia Spencer and Viola Davis. I'm ready to Haley Berry. I'm ready to Dorothy Dandridge. I'm ready to Josephine Baker. I'm ready to get it. I'm ready to get it.
Yes, you are. Wow. Yes, you are. As we come to a close of the show, I do have one more question, or maybe two more, before I have to ask those two questions. Do you have a question you wanted to ask her, William?
Yes. Who inspired you on your path? Do you have any inspiration?
I do. Okay, so like I said, I was born to do this, right? When I was younger, I would mimic Debbie Thomas as an Olympic ice skater. I wanted to be an ice skater because she was such an idol for me. She was an African-American woman who followed her dreams, who was following her dreams and did very well at it. She won numerous awards and championships and all of that. And I idolized that. I wanted to be just like her. And when I found out that she actually is a doctor too, I was like, oh, my gosh. So I can be an actress and be a doctor too. Growing up, she was my biggest idol. She was her as well as Fire Marshal Bill. Jim Carrey, I'm in love with that white boy. I love Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey, he represents to me that joy. You know, he represents to me that I don't care what anybody else says. I'm going to have a good time doing what I do, and I'm going to do it well. And I enjoy that, and it just encourages me to follow my dream even more. And not care to the extent where it stifles me, but not care what other people think. That's right, Helicopter. You tell them.
Helicopter is at point. You know, I got to be honest.
Like
I got to be real with you. I hired the Helicopter for this show because I knew you were going to be that dynamic. And you know, the applaud button just wasn't going to cut it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that is fantastic. So wait. So you said something. You want to work in the medical field too. So what is your ultimate goal? Is it to win like multiple Oscars, or what? Do you want to go back to school? What is it? What's your ultimate goal?
Well, I've always thought, you know, acting and in the entertainment industry can pay for my way to go through school in order to get my medical degree. And my ultimate goal is to be an obstetrician gynecologist, where I will deliver babies, where I will have an opportunity to transplant that joy, that natural, that unconditional, that true, genuine joy to this new life coming into this world. That is my ultimate goal.
Now, are you talking about a TV gynecologist or a real gynecologist?
Hey, if that works too, but a real gynecologist, a real obstetrician, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That is my goal, and I have worked hard to become a bachelor degree holder, and I'm willing to work hard to be a medical degree holder. So this is all going to simultaneously happen, and we'll see how it works.
It will definitely happen because you believe, and it will happen.
I believe.
Oh, Destiny, it has been such a pleasure to have you on this show. Next time,
and
we got to do a 2-hour show.
Oh,
we have to do
well.
A 2-hour show because there's just so much to learn about you and all of your great ambitions. So keep on doing what you're doing. Keep sharing that awesome energy of yours. And ladies and gentlemen, I will be the first to also say that Destiny has joined one of my future endeavors towards late night television. So I'm looking forward to working with you even more. I tell you, who would have ever thought my high top would led to this?
Who would have ever thought it?
But only somebody with a beautiful personality like yours would have ever had the opportunity to discover it. So keep
Thank
on being
you.
Beautiful, Destiny. Keep on being
Thank
beautiful.
Thank you.
Without a doubt. Look, we got to go, but please, once again, tell them your website because they got to know more about you. What's your website?
Got to know more about me. You can find me at destinycoleman.weebly.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Destiny Coleman. Just search through all the other ones, and when you see Rogue, that's me. That's me. Rogue is on there. So, please look me up. Voiceovers, commercials, videos, whatever you got, I'm willing to do it. So hit me up.
No doubt. Next time I talk to you on the show, we got to talk about your affinity with Rogue and these Marvel characters because I got a relation myself. So much to talk about, but we got to go right now.
I can't wait.
I know. I'm going to have you on as a co-host, too, so everybody stay posted. Destiny, it has been a pleasure having you on the show. William,
Thank
I really
you,
appreciate you being a co-host on the show, and we're all
Thanks,
coming
Will.
Together.
No problem.
And we'll definitely be working together in the near future. But I have one more question just for you, Destiny. Can you handle one more question?
I can handle it.
I knew you can handle it. That's why I thought I can ask you. Destiny, would you happen to know who's the future of late-night television?
I think his name is Motown Maurice.
That is the right answer. Ding, 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 ding. You are the winning contestant, Destiny. Keep doing big things, and we will be working together, and I'll see you at the top. Thank you very much, my dear.
Ciao, baby.
All right. Thanks, Destiny. Thanks, Will. Ladies and gentlemen, you have listened to the first edition of Motown Maurice and Friends for 2012. Destiny has started it off as a fantastic guest, and she has set the standard, folks. Yes, she has. So next guest, be ready and be prepared. William, thank you for being on. Everything comes around full circle. It's such a wonderful thing that I'm able to interview somebody and bring them on as a co-host to join this cohesive, wonderful, happy family of building blocks. Ladies and gentlemen, you can check me out on my quest at MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com. And check me out, follow my journeys, and we will all come together one way or another. Ladies and gentlemen, the astounding actress Destiny Coleman was on the show today. My name is Motown Maurice. Peace and blessings.